Guys, we left off yesterday with a big breakthrough of the Ketzalus in our sugya about Shnei Dvarim in B'Shishah Shel Adam, the son of Kaskele B'Shusel. But the Ketzalus tells us that that Chiddush of the son of Kaskele B'Shusel does not only apply if the reason why it was in B'Shusel was because of the Issach HaMetz, but even if it was in B'Shusel for other tangential, other legitimate reasons, even under those circumstances, a son of Kasav, Kilo and Bishuso. So let's say, for example, Ketzel said, what if you have Chometz that's Eda Bishuso because it's Hefka? Again, that's working with the assumption that Dabashal Hefka is called Eda Bishuso, which is a loaded question. But even if something which is Eda Bishuso for other reasons, that's also covered by a son of Kasav, Kilo and Bishuso. So that chiddush of the Ketzels is up for grabs. That chiddush is subject to big machlokes. And the bar plukta of the Ketzels, we thought maybe we had a Ramban, maybe yeah, maybe no. But the real bar plukta of the Ketzels is the Mechas Chinuch. So the Mechas Chinuch talks about one of those wild shilas that we spoke about 2 days ago. We introduced the sugya. What is the din if you have chametz that was made from grain? If the grain was kiliya karamdika grain, it was grain that was planted to be Isser, that grew be Isser, that was chal on it, a shame Isser hanoah, and then the guy went in and he made a slice of made a pizza pie out of the kiliya karam grain, and now comes Pesach. So would you say you're over by Rabbi Matzah? So one could argue, no, I'm not over by Rabbi Matzah, because it's not Eino B'Shusa Shel Adam. Why? Because Isser hanoah, or Eino B'Shusa. I mean, again, according to that line set of Eino B'Shusa. Well, maybe I should say no, that it's truly Surya Hanor Eino B'Shusa, but on Chometz, we don't reckon with Eino B'Shusa. For Chometz, we don't use Eino B'Shusa as a polter for by Rabbi Matzai. That's exactly the Chiddush HaTorah, the son of Kaskele B'Shusa. So Mechas Chinuch addresses that question. So Mechas Chinuch, we take a look at the fourth of the Marmikamis. V'miyeh shlo Chometz ha'asa ba'noah below is the Chometz. K'mel tvuah shel kelei hakerem. Yimken yishloimar, the low oak may be shuso, ela machmas is a chametz. Aval in belav hochi asa bano, lo oak may a ter be shuso. Kva hiru bazah acharonim. This already, the acharonim have already been befalpo with this. So he's yesh limer, he says it's good be, it's very, very possible. Again, Mechzein is not writing a sefer Pesach Halacha right now, but it's very nitot le'amer that there would not, that there would not be a by Rabbi Matzah here. Gam belav hochi, now the Mechas Chinuch comes from the real, real, real punchline, the real doozy. He says, Mechas Chinuch, forget everything we just talked about. I don't think you're over by Rabbi Matzai on Chomet Shal Kilei HaKerem. I'll tell you why. Gam B'Lav Hochi Yesh Lomar, Kevin de L'Sherei Fakoi, Kisuse Mechta Shiurei, Ve'en Kizayis, Ve'en Amuzra Chomet Shal Kilei HaKerem, Ayin L'Kaman L'Av D'Bayra. Anyone see what Mechas Chinuch just said? Anyone had a chance to digest what the Mechas Chinuch just said? He said, you cannot possibly be over by Rabbi Matzai on Chomet Shal Kilei HaKerem. You know why? Because there's no Kezayis. I mean, there's no Kezayis. There's no Kezayis. It's a big fat piece of pizza. Why is that a Kezayis? Chazanish is Kezayis. Why is that a Kezayis? Because there's a halacha of Kisuse Mech Teshiurei. Does that ring a bell from previous sugyas? There's a Gemara that says if you have Olul of Shal Asheira, or the summer showing of an Esro Shal Shal Orla, and the Torah says that Olul has to be a certain size, the Torah says the Gasuk has to be a certain size, and something which is Oymed L'Sreifa cannot possibly be called being a certain size. Kesusa Mech Teshiure, the Shear is chopped up, the Shear is gone, the Shear doesn't exist. So just as you don't have a Shear Lulav, and you have a Shear Esr, you don't have a Shear Chometz. And if you don't have a shear of chometz, so by definition, you don't have a Rabbi Matzah, because you need a kazayis in order to be a Rabbi Matzah. Azach chinish from Mechas Chinuch, mamash, far from left field. Who saw this again? He's coming to this chometz, he's knocking up Rabbi Matzah two different counts. His first svar was the Gnevei Avedei Svar Tzeinu B'Shusa, right? That was the first. And then he said, "V'Aydei Shleimar." I got another reason why not over by Rabbi Matzai because Kesusa we have to shiur. So even though the truth is that for the purposes of our sugya of Tzeinu B'Shusa Shel Adam, we really suffice with the first comment. The second half is not relevant. But this is one of those yetzaharas. I'm going to read this Mechas Chinuch and not talk about it. You expect me realistically not to comment on this Mechas Chinuch?
in light of the fact that we have all the pieces of information at our fingertips. We know already enough to discuss this intelligently. Sometimes we discuss things unintelligently, but this we have the opportunity to discuss intelligently. What do you think about Tzvichas Chinuch? Do you think this is a candidate for Ksusa Bet Hashiurim? What do you think? What do you have to know in order to answer that question? You have to know a little bit about what is a candidate for Ksusa Bet Hashiurim and what is not. So let's backpedal for a little while. We know that there's a major machlekes rishonim on Sukkah Daf Lamed Hamed Aleph. Why is it that Esrog Shel Oil is no good? We know that Esrog Shel Oil is no good. The Gemara says it black on white, but it is unclear what the Gemara said. Very, very vague, very, very cryptic reason. It is unclear what that meaning, what the significance of that reason is. So no, a little chazar, but I say, give me Ravid's and Ritva's quickly. Let's hear it. No, tell me a story. According to the Ravid, why are you not yaitzev in Esrog Shel Oil? This is less than you. Why? And a shalai. What did the Ritva say? Ritva says it is yours. So why are you not yaitzev? Susimech Teshirin. So there was a double machlekes that Rav and the Ritva. The primary machlekes that we spent the last week and a half talking about was whether Yisrael and not are yours or not. But there's another machlekes lurking in the background. Is it appropriate to apply Susimech Teshirin to Nesek Shalom? So the Ritva said yes, and the Ravid clearly said that. Because the Ravid puzzled the Nesek Shalom because of it's not yours, because it's Asabah, no, it's not Lachem. Clearly the Ravid held that the Svar Ksusim Bet Hashiurim is what? Does not apply. Clearly the Ravid held. I know for a fact the Ravid held. So what's the Nekudas Machlokes? What are they fighting about? Why is the Ritva comfortable to invoke Ksusim Bet Hashiurim in Esrog Shel Oil? But the Ravid said, no, doesn't exist, that's not true. What's the Nekudas Machlokes?
Ravid?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be whether there's actually a
Din Shrifa
by
Ora? Oh, so Lechora, the answer is very simple. Yaduah Mefursah, as we spoke about already 100 times, that I told you each piece of the puzzle connects in Maseches Pesachim. Yaduah Mefursah, the Machlekes, Rishainim, and Acharainim, about what the nature of the Din of Shrifa's Orla is. Is Shrifa's Orla Chiyud Shrifa? It's like Bir Chom that you have to burn Orla? Or a Shreifas Orla, kind of a Rishus. If you'd like to burn it, then you get certain advantages of burning it. What are some of the advantages of burning it? If and when you burn it, what do you walk away with? A Heter of the Eifer, right? No, plug in. Who said what? Can we be Rishon and Achorim in that one? Which Rishon said you must burn Orla? You gotta burn Orla. Taisus, where Taisus in? Tamur the Flamme Gimel, right? Who is the Rishon that said you don't have to burn Orla? Rashi Tamur says, "Kol is bracha leibamru because it's takala." Mitam the mitzvah, there's no mitzvah. Who is the great Acharon who assumed that it's a mitzvah shreifa chayv shreifa chayv leyavar? Reb Kivikas said he doesn't know why Rashi is talking about it. Rashi says, "Kol is bracha leibamru because it's takala." What happened to the mitzvah shreifa? Who was the great Acharon who defended Jesus Rashi? So I'm sorry, Reb Kivikas' very own son-in-law. So there's a running machlek is Rashi and Taisus, running machlek is Kivegin, Chesav Seif, and running machlek is Daily, Arishan and Acharonim, about whether Orla is really truly a Chavis Reif. Doesn't that seem to be the Nechudas of Machlekes? According to the Ravid, you know what you don't say? Ksusim Bech Tashure? Ksusim Bech Tashure is presupposing there's a Chavis Reif. The Ravid says there's no Chavis Reif. The Ritva could say one of two things. Either the Ritva could hold there is a Chavis Reif, an Orla, it's possible. Or the Ritva could hold, even if there's no Chavis Reif, just the fact that it's Omer Lekach, just the fact that you probably will be Serifit, most people will be Serifit, even that's enough to create a Chetus Mechshira. So it's unclear what the Ritva should say, right? We know what the Ravid holds. The Ravid is Belishim Safek right now, is holding, there's no Chetus Mechshira because there's no Chavis Reif. And the Ritva may say, there is a Chavis Reif, or the Ritva says, there's no Chavis Reif, there's still Chetus Mechshira. Who knows what the Ritva really does say? Those are two logical possibilities. I don't know what he really does say. He says there's no chiyuv and there's still Ksusim Bet Hashiurim. Remember, we saw this Ritva together. The Ritva says the Ravid's right in terms of the sugya of Chavis Reifa. It doesn't exist. But the machlekes, the Ravid and the Ritva is whether a non-Chavis Reifa creates Ksusim Bet Hashiurim. Whether a non-Chavah with a mere Aymed Lekach, dark of a Kach to be Sayyaf, is that enough to an engine to kick in the din of Ksusim Bet Hashiurim? Whatever the din by Orla is the identical din by Kiliyakarim. It's the same. If you think there's a chayv straif by all of there's a chayv straif by killer care. If you think there's none by all of there's none by killer care. You know why I know that? Because how do you know you have to burn oil in the first place? How do you know oil has been on the srafa? No pasuk. There's no pasuk in Shas that says anywhere, menon and meal that oil has been on the srafa. To such an extent that Taisus through the hairs of it says maybe it's on a midi rabbanon and they're not even sure it's their isa. But if it's their isa, there's no question it's derived from Kiliya Kerem. Because the Torah speaks about Tuwasai by Orla, Tuwasai by Kiliya Kerem, so there must be some kind of Yafu, some kind of Xerah Shavu between the lines. By Kiliya Kerem, it's Esrefa. Where does it say? Pentiktash Amalei Ashatizra, Tiktash is Lashat Tukat Eish, to burn, so it says Kedushin involved. So by Kiliya Kerem, whatever the Din Esrefa is by Orla, it's the same as Kiliya Kerem, no question about it. So you may say, we have now a well-documented Machlekes HaRishonim Raivin and Ritva about whether Ksusim et Meshure makes sense by Oral and Kilikar. So when the Mechaz Chinuch says, oh, you put the by Rabbi Matzeh because it's Ksusim et Meshure, that's far from Musko. I just lost. I lost the microphone. Multiple losing things. Okay, you got me? Okay, good. So, one possible comment we can make, or we can make as a chinuch, is that he's taking a stand. He's assuming something. By applying to Zubat Shurei, he's making a stand about Zubat Shurei by Orla / Kiliya Kerem, which is the loaded Machlekes Ravid and Ritva, which depends on a lot of those other things that we've been talking about, when Zubat Shurei says applies what it does. But there's something perhaps even more profound than Zubat Shurei, something even more controversial than Zubat Shurei. And that is, we have to take really a couple steps back and understand what Zubat Shurei is and what it's not, in order to appreciate what the din should be. So again, we're dealing with, today's topic is Chametz or Kiliya Kerem. So one issue was the Eidah B'Shur. So far, that's the primary part of our sugya. Because Chinuch threw in an extra line about Ksusim et Meshurei, and you have to analyze in the first part, now we want to analyze the second part. We want to get a little bit of clarity, because again, it touches on so many things that we've been talking about. So basically, there's a famous Ran in Maseches Gittin, on the Chaf, the sugya in the Chaf, Maseches Gittin. Very, very famous line in the Gemara in Iran. But the Gemara tells us, Sholchem Yitam, there was a message sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Kosvay al Yisri Hano Kosher. If you write a get on a Dabra Asa Bano, the get is still kosher. So say, I choose to write a get on an apple, that's Orla. I choose to write a get on a Shohan Nisko. I choose to write a get on a cheeseburger. Kosvay Yisri Hano Kosher. Everyone just have any small tactical issues with that before we even get to the main thrust?
If there's no bailus on Yisri Hano, how could you own it and give it on that?
Well, that sounds like a very dated moment of this question, right? If you hold there's no bailus on Yisri Hano, or even if you hold there is bailus but it's not Peshuso, how am I supposed to get it over to the woman? Doesn't the Torah say Benosa Biyoda? Don't I have to get it over to her? How can I do that? Well, who would for sure be bothered with this kasha? Who thinks that you may have bailus on Yisrael now, but can't transfer it for sure now? Who is that?
It's us.
Right? It's us that you have bailus, but you can't transfer it. It's in a Meshusai. So, stop, according to the Ketzos, how did you understand that command? Forget about anything else we're talking about, so next year. How do you understand that command? Who knows the answer to that question? Who says Mibaswan? Oh, so this is the... Who comes up with that Yisod? That is the famous Yisod of Ketzos, it's a Mishreish. The Ketzos brings a raya from that Gemara and getting the Chav, that you don't need Haknas Haget, you need Mesinas Haget. There's a difference in halacha between hakna and nesin. Hakna is a dinimumnus transfer of ownership. Nesin is a physical changing of hands. The Torah does not say hiknala. The Torah says v'nasa biyata. And therefore, that is the only reason why kasvul yisrael no kosher. It's a famous four from Ketzos. Those who disagree with Ketzos have a lot of work to do, but not for now. So Gemara says kasvul yisrael no kosher. Comes the Ran and says, I don't understand. Says the Ran, what happened to Ksusa Bertashir? Doesn't the Gemara say in Sukkah that if you take a lulav shalasheir or shaloni dachas, it can't be yaitzei because it's commandalis, it's chopped up, it doesn't exist. Ksusa Bertashir, it's a lacking the shir. So, fact the Ran, if a davar also banah is lacking in the shir, what do you mean kasvali sirah no kosher? Well, what do the words mean? You gave her nothing. You gave her fidah. The Torah says, v'chasa b'yadah, v'nasa, v'chasa b'asa, v'gizda b'yadah, so you don't need hakanah, so it's like, you don't need hakanah, you need a sinas hachavtza. You can't write again in thin air. So you need a chavtza for the get. How can I have a shame chavtza for the get if it's ksusim b'ach t'shirah? That's the Ran's famous cash. So take a look at the Ran for a second. The Ran says, v'chol yisrach k'anak amri. The Ran says, the Gemara says, kasvali yisrach not kosher, the Gemara does not differentiate which ones. V'yavuk av the ksusim b'ach t'shirayu. Even those where you say ksusim b'ach t'shirah. Lo ichmas lan ela b'midei d'bay shir k'shayfe v'lulav. We have been Isaac should finish. K'shayfe v'lulav, period, I'm sorry. What did the Ran just say? The Ran just told you, Gevald, Gevald, he said. What do the words mean? Ksuse mechdas what? What's the next word? Shuri. The only time you say something doesn't exist is only in an area of halacha where the Torah requires a sheer b'dom. Shiur and halacha mashem asinai. A lulav has a certain sheer b'dom. An esek has a certain sheer k'egay, k'beitz, b'chay, satanai. Lulav four tvach, the other being three tvach. There's shiur and b'dom. Ksusa mechta shiur, when you have a dover, that's emir l'kach l'sreifa. However you define it, l'sreifa, whether you like the Ritva's definition, the Raiva's definition, you like Rashi, Taisuk, whatever you think constitutes an emir l'sreifa for these purposes, you can only apply the rule of ksusa mechta shiur on something that requires a shiur. A get doesn't require a shiur. There is no shiur l'dover, how big the piece of paper has to be. It is intuitively obvious that it has to have some size to it because otherwise you can't read it, otherwise you can't write the words. But if you're a crackerjack sofer and you can write in minuscule letters, so it gets kosher. There is no halacha that requires a shir. The mitzias of the Torah is, it has to be big enough to be able to write and to read. But it's not a shir b'dov. So it's up to Rani, you say, ksusa mechta shiur only applies when there's a shir b'dov. Signatures, chasimus. All chasimus get over there upon anything. Very chasimus. So this is the aside from the Ran. Ksusa mechta shiur only makes sense when there's a din shir. But then the Ran almost backpedals a little bit. And the Ran says, Umiyu, but all such a tzvichel is bar min ha'oilam, l'man diyemek ha'oilam nisrof kesarof domi mashva d'lo ha'biget, l'chamad l'asneo domo. And when we read this Ran, you know what the Ran's talking about? The Ran just said, Yisai, then he just changed his mind. The Ran just said, if there's no din of a shira, then you're good to go, the get's good. And he says, you know what? Maybe not. What does it mean, maybe not? So there is a machlekes atanayim between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan about the following principle. Davra omid lisrof kisarof dami, a davra omid lisrof laf kisarof dami. Rabbi Shimon said that we look into the future. If I have an item that's omid lakach for a certain action to happen to it, I'm supposed to be burning this item. This is going to be burnt in the next couple of hours. The halacha views it as if it's already kisarof. This happens to be part of a general theory of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds Kol Omid Nizro Kezorek Dami, and it was Kachim. Kol Omid Liftos Kepodi Dami, and the guy Paraduma. Rabbi Shimon has an array of these Kol Omids. Kol Omid Liktos Kekotzos Dami, you name it. Kol Omid X is X Dami. This is Rabbi Shimon's view in life. Everything is the future. And the Rabbanan said, no. Rabbanan said, we look at the world the way it is now. Rabbi Shimon the Shittas the Kilos Hashachar the Pizarro. Look at their future. Everything's going to be future Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon says we can look at the world right now, the halakhic universe, Al Shem Seifai, and we view it as what's already Seif. And the Rabbanan disagreed. So you would think that this machlekes Rabbi Shimon the Rabbanan isn't this Ksusa mechta shiur? Isn't that the same thing? So the Ran says absolutely. The Ran says there are two totally separate issues going on. Rabbi Shimon holds, when I have a chavtza that's omid l'kach to be sorof, that chavtza doesn't exist. It is gone off the chart. It doesn't exist. Look at it. The statement of Rabbi Shimon applies bein davar that requires a shiur, bein something that doesn't require a shiur. Kol amid lisrof, kol amid lisrof, kol amid liftos, kol amid lochutz, kol amid ligzayis. We view it as it happens. There's nothing to do with the shiur. In Rabbi Shimon's phraseology, kol amid, he doesn't say the word shiur. Kol amid doesn't say the word shiur. Does that mention the word shiur? So according to Rabbi Shimon, any and every item that's omed lisrof, pasha doesn't exist. According to Rabbi Shimon, if I have an item that's omed lisrof, whatever it is, arlekin akerem, nosar, pinga, whatever you think, Asher, whatever you think is an omed lisrof, could you write again on it? How could you write again? It doesn't exist. It's pasha not here, it's like air. It doesn't exist. Its molecules aren't here. According to Bishimon, there's no din of Bishir in a get. So what? According to the Rabbanon, can you write a get on a davar omed lisrof? Yeah. Because according to the Rabbanon, whenever omed lisrof kisarof tami doesn't exist, there's no such cloud. That cloud doesn't register in the world. What the Rabbanon hold is a modified rule. The Rabbanon sheet is, if and when there's a din of a shir, you need a shir, then it's command alaysa. Rabbi Shimon's rule is, it's command the lace are finished. No ands, ifs, and buts. Even a get, which doesn't have a shear, is command the lace. But according to the Rabbanon, it's not command the lace. It's command the chas shear, don't we? The shear shibali is deficient. The shear shibali is lacking. But the chavtsu b'tabatsu was there. It's not a chisar in the chiv. It's a lomdash of terminology. It's not a chisar in the shame of chavtsu. It's a chisar in the shear shibali. So therefore, when there's no din b'shir shabbat, there's no din altogether. So that's what the Ram says. The famous Shabbat, very, very famous Ram, famous as Gittin, Gabaldik Yisai. So it's a two-fold Yisai. Number one, he's telling you, Gabaldik Yisai, within the view of the Rabbana, because this shir only applies when the word shir applies. And number two, he's telling you, Rabbi Shimon had a very, very different version, and his version of Kalam and Nisar Kisar, applies across the board. Let's take what the Ram just told us and begin to plug that into the Mechas Chinuch. Mechas Chinuch tells us, I have kili akerem grain, and I bake it into pizza. Mechas Chinuch says, you're not over by Rabbi Mitzvah. Forget about reason number one, ambitious, that was an hour ago. Why you're not over? Because the three magic words, Ksusim after Shirin. What's the Shirin? The Shirin is Kazayis. First mission in Beit, so you need a Kazayis to be over by Rabbi Mitzvah. So the Chalor of the Mechas Chinuch is perfectly in sync with this Ram, right? Because we follow the Rabbanon, we don't follow Rabbi Shimon Pashas, we follow the Rabbanon. So we hold, there is no din called Kala Omedus or Kisarif Tami per se, but there is the reformulated din called Susimir, the Shir. Whenever there's a Shir, it's Kemahan Dolaisa. So the Chalor, Chametz needs a Shir, you need a Kedayas, you don't have that Shir because Susimir, the Shir, right? So Mamela, you're not a Rabbanon Matzai. So if you would just read, who here read this Mechas Chinuch? I know guys didn't have a chance to prepare too much today, but you read the Mechas Chinuch together with me. Who was listening, paying attention when we read the Mechas Chinuch? You should get all hands up on that one. Everyone read the Mechas Chinuch. Everyone read the Ran, and everyone realizes the Ran and the Mechas Chinuch on the same page. Right? They're both saying the same thing. Susan Bech the Shura applies because there's an in Shir Shabbat. So Rabbi saying, you cannot learn Psochim. We cannot learn Mechas Chinuch mitz Tashbisu without understanding Allah and the Gemara tucked away Maseches Menachos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. You can hang out in Brisk for a few years to get to Maseches Menachos to the end of Maseches. The end. This is Kuf Beis in Menachos. I told you once I had a chavrusa who was learning the end of Yevamos. He said he's so in the backwoods of Yevamos. He said the last people who were here were Rashi and Tosfos. So Menachos, backwoods of Menachos, Kuf Beis in Menachos. Do you understand that? But you can't, how could you possibly learn Psachim Davar without knowing that line? It just doesn't work. It just doesn't fly. What is that line? Listen to this line. Menachas kubeis mebeis. Omri Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Talking. Ender Yamaran. Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi. Getting ready to write the Gemara. He's going to get this last one. One Rav Ashi's Rav Beis Rav Kahana. So he says, Omri Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Listen to this kasha. This is what's tumulzuch. This is what the Hilg Yamaran with tumulzuch. At the last minute. As getting the Gemara off the presses. Omri Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Medamar Rav Shimon. Kalama Nizuk Hazarik Tamu. We have on record Rabbi Shimon's Kalamad Lizra Kazarakdam, which is a technical din in Kachim, not for now. And therefore, Kalamad Lizraf Nami Kisarakdam. And he also holds Kalamad Lizraf as Kisarakdam. That's the corollary. Nesimu Para Amai Metamin Tumas Mechlan, Afrabi Almahu. We have on record a price that tells us that no sir can potentially be subject to the din of Tumas Mechlin. Just because it's Nosa doesn't mean it's a green light from Tumas Mechlin. That in and of itself is a loaded statement, not for now. Para Aduma can potentially be Tumas Mechlin. Shech Tuch Para Aduma, that mean can potentially become Tumas Mechlin of all things. The Rishon bothered, what do you mean Tumas Mechlin? Isn't a Para Aduma Tumas by itself? Matamis at the horror, Matamis at Tmeyim, right? When you shech the Badu Tvar Adum itself, you touch the Badu, you become Tomei. So what do you mean, Tumas Oichlin? So there's a Taizim Baba comment of Ayin Zayin and Aleph, this big about that topic. It's one of the shortest blot in Shas. It's 2 lines of the Gemara, and then it tells us yay big about that topic. That's what the Baalei Tosfos is for, you know. But we're not going down the road either. So no serious Tomei Tumas Oichlin, and Paraduma Tomei Tumas Oichlin. What do Nosa and Paraduma have in common, everybody's saying? What are you supposed to do with Nosa? Are you supposed to do with Paraduma? Burn. So these are items that are Omid Lusreifa. If the Omid Lusreifa, the Kesar of Tomei, and therefore according to Rabbi Shimon, they should not be Tomei. There's no reason to be Tomei. How could the Brisa say, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nosa and Paraduma, common to Mosaifa? How? How could they be Tomei to Mosaifa? The Omid Lusreifa, Kolomidus of Kesar of Tomei. That's the Gemara's kasha. What a kasha! Wow, blam kasha! Who here was thinking about the kasha list? Who couldn't think less than because of that kasha? According to Shimon, how can Paraduma and Naisa be tummy to Mesaychon? It's a chamidless reifa. You won't believe, by the way, what the Gemara's answer is. It's not really a tough one. You won't believe what the Gemara's answer is. Because the Dvarim Kedoshim, here for some of the intricate details that normally govern to Mesaychon don't apply to them. Just all to help me along on this one. Kaidesh Geralai. Chibas HaKaidesh Bachshartai. Catch that one, okay? But we don't want that answer. Maybe that's the answer. I want to focus on the gross capture. So Rav Rashi, he couldn't sleep. Rav Rashi couldn't sleep the whole night. He's pondering this question. He asks his Rabbi Rav Kahana, according to Mishimin, I'm in this of Kesar of Dami. How in the world can we justify Tumas Eichlin? And you've kind of given him a terror, give him a shtickle terror, cut him terrors. What's bothering me? Who sees what's bothering me? It's offers, it's not food. It's called Amid Lusuf Kisarta. Wait. You almost said it. Rav Ashi posed this question according to who? Only according to Rav Shimon. Notice what Rav Ashi did not ask. What did he not ask? L'Rabbanon, how can no sir Tara be Tamei? He asked the question, L'Rabbi Shimon, he gave you whole truth, the whole Akdama Kolomid, Lizra Kolomid, Liftos Kolomid, Lizra. According to that view of Rabbi Shimon, the Hilik Tara Rishimba Yochai, sitting in the Ma'ar and Meiron, formulating this cloud, according to you, Rabbi Shimon, how can these things become Tomei? Vaistois, the implication is very clear that why, according to Rabban, it's not a kasha. Right? Why isn't it a kasha, according to Rabban? Tell me, what do you think? Would you ask this kasha, according to Rabban? Remember, we read around and get there. What's the difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabban?
There's a shear.
Rabbi Shimon are identical on items that require a shear. They only part ways that items don't require a shear. Isn't there a shear to his ochlin? Yeah. Kibetza. You have to be cobbled to spread to whatever it is. There's a shear shabbai. So there's a shear shabbai But Rav Ashi should have posed to his Rebbe. He should have been his false. Amalei Rav Ashi. I'm going to write a new Gemara. Okay. I don't like what it says in Talmud. I'm going to write a new one. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Le Rabbanan de Amrei Ksusim Echdashiurei. Amai Par Vinaisim Etamin. Halek Yishiurei de Kabeitza. Because Ksusim Echdashiurei. That's a kasha. L'chor the Rabbanan's right. There is a din of Ksusim Echdashiurei. There's a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Hei. When do you think it applies to Esek Shalala, you can consult with the Rabbi in the Ritva. But it applies to Lush Lashem, that's the point of the level of Aleph. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kochas, that's the Gemara in Yavam's Kovdal. There are Gemaras that say Ksusim Ech Tashurim. There were famous Gemaras that talk about Ksusim Ech Tashurim, Bein L'Rabban Amin Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon's breakthrough was, even those things like Kitten that don't require a Shir are also subject to all Kolam and Israel. But the basic fundamental din of Ksusim Ech Tashurim exists, L'chol HaDeis. So Abazoy, there's a din of Ksusim Ech Tashurim, whenever there's a Shir. So what if Kahana and Rav Ashi get such a watered down kasha? They should have presented a kasha, Bein L'Rabban Amin Rav Shimon. That's the kasha. So there's something in between the lines here about Shittas HaRabbanan. We don't know yet enough about Ksusim Ech Tashurim to answer this question. What Rabbi say? If we don't get to the bottom of this, then this Bichas Chinuch is not comprehensible. So Rabbi say, we thought we know everything about Ksusim Ech Tashurim. We had all the rain, right? That's the story. We got all the Shivsharim. We got Raivitz, Ritvaz, Omer the Shrif, and I don't know the Shrif, and Chayav Shrif, yeah, we got all that. And we got Rabbanas and Rabbi Shimon, so we got Rans and Gittin and Shirim, Yeshir, and Nishirim. We got all those Shtimotars everywhere. And now we have this Gemara in Menachos Kupeis, sticking out like a sore thumb. How does this Gemara fit into the general picture of Ksusim Ech Tashurim lack thereof? Let me know what the answer to this is going to be. Better check Shas, okay? Who's waiting to take a tour? Brachas? Kitzim of Orchid? Kriyashman? That doesn't sound right. Shabbos? It's official. I'm a father. Erevin? What are you joking? Erevin? How's Erevin going to help me? What's Erevin going to do to help me? The answer is the second verse of Erevin, of course. Of course. It all lies in a very, very simple question. Easy, easy question. I just have to define some terms for you very, very quickly. I have a mavoi. You know what a mavoi is? Mavoi is an alleyway. I'll make it an easy one for you. Erevin da Bezim and Alpha. Don't call you test initial. It's called a mavoi sosa. Of an alleyway. It's closed off on three walls, three sides, but the fourth side opens into the street. Midatari, you're allowed to carry there. Like the Moshe Shomitz, Rosh Hashanah, Yochad Yerai says three walls. Midirabai, you're not allowed to carry there. Because I was very, very nervous. We let you carry the alleyway, which is totally open to the street. What's going to happen in a minute from now? Next thing you know, you'll be on the street, there's around violating this skila. So we got to stop you, dead in your tracks. We got to put something up at the end of that mobile to stand in your way. I put up a big, big halachic sign that says, don't go out of this mall, don't go into the street. Don't run across the street. Why did the chicken not cross the road? Which is around. Or at least the mall, you saw some Ratiga. So what do we do? What did Chazak came up with? They came there, they were, everybody was bothered with this cash. They've been sitting around for thousands of years contemplating this issue. What do we do to stop them from carrying into the street? So Chazak came up with two eitzes. You know what they are? One's a lechi, one's a lechi, one's a korah. A lechi is, you take a pole, and you stick it in the corner of the mavo. And hocus pocus, that solves the world's problems. How does it do that? You gotta learn 105 watt eva to figure out how that works, what happened. Lechi nishim hekel, lechi nishim chitza, wow, alumdus, gavaldum. But lechi is one trick. And if you don't want to bother doing a lechi, that's fine, we'll give you another trick. What's the other trick? Equally valid? Stick a beam across the top of the mavo, it's called the kaira. It's also good. How does that work? You gotta learn the same 105 lot over again. Kaira mishim chitza, kaira mishim lechi, urachis, urasik, bakatarama, bakias, there's what to talk about. Manafa. Those are two eights, the Mishnah says. There's one ton at the end of the first paragraph, it says, you both. Rabbi Lazar says, you both. But we don't pass it. We pass it either one. Okay? and Bishami, whatever, since you need both, we don't pass it. We pass it. So, well, either or is good. Fine. Lechi Rekha. So listen to this nincompoop. Okay, listen to this guy. Alright? This guy's a real, winner. It's Friday with dinner. He's scrounging around. He wants to make a lechi, he wants to make a kaira. So, he can either go to Home Depot, but he doesn't go to Home Depot because he can never find anything in Home Depot. And, you know, he has that yeshivish look on there, sukkahs, like, you know, it's like me, my wife sends me to Home Depot 16 times. The only thing I should trust me to get is Velcro tape. I mean, that's about it. More than that, the sukkah will fall down. So a few of the decorations fall down, mishka chalach. So this guy is too embarrassed to go to Home Depot. So he's going to do it on his own. He took a boy scout there, he's going to do it on his own. So he's got scrounging around looking for wood. He's going to build his own car, his own lechi. He doesn't want to chop down his own tree. He remembers, ooh, a couple of days ago, you know, he got his call from this Rabbi Sokolovsky in Birkenfield. We have some Asherah tree wood to get rid of. We have a mitzvah srefa, deraisa srefa, Asherah. And we didn't finish yet. We got some Asherah tree, you know, branches floating around. Oh, free wood given out in Birkenfield. He comes and he takes two pieces, two branches. He comes in, calls the Erev Hagwah, wants to know, can I use the Asherah tree to be a lechi, or can I use the Asherah tree to be a kaira? That's what he wants to know. Why not? Anyone have any idea why not? What could the possible problem be?
It's not Asherah.
It may pose a problem because it's not Asherah, because the lechi has Asherah and the kaira has Asherah. So he calls the Rambam. You know what the Rambam tells him? The Rambam says, it depends what you want to do. If you want to build a lechi, that's fine, says the Rambam. The Rambam in halacha, Samter Mem Komus, halacha, in Yibayis. But kol osu b'chayayim, afilu b'yisir hanah, avadazar atzba, ashera, everything's good. No problem. Because a day, free reign. And then all of a sudden, in Allah Yad Gimel, the Rambam says, Bakolos and Kaira Balabi Asherah. You can't use an Asherah tree for a Kaira. You know why? Because she ain't the Rukh of a Kaira Shia. Because it's just a Mech the Shirin. Anyone knows a small problem? There happens to be a Dinah Shia for a Lechi also. The Rambam himself just said a minute ago. So Rabbi said there was something very, very fishy going on. Ksusim Echtashura. When it comes, when it goes. Covers it, haunts us. Lechis, we ignore it. What in the world is going on? So Rabbi said this Rambam and the Raikim is going to be the secret, the key to the sugya. So let's not forget, Rabbi said we're really learning Mitzvah Tashmis. We're learning by Rabbi Matze. We're learning Chomet Shali Sereno. That's our sugya. Chomet Shali Sereno. So we have two different approaches to the Mechaz Chinuch. One was the Inner B'Shus part, that was yesterday's Shir, and now having part two, the Ksusim B'Chashir part. The Mechaz Chinuch said, just flippantly, oh yes, Ksusim B'Chashir, and you're good to go. Nothing to worry about. And we are very, very concerned with the application of Ksusim B'Chashir, right? Because we want to expand our horizons a little bit in Shas. It's a Shas topic about when do you say it, when don't you say it. So we have Rans and Gittin, we have Gemaras and Menachases, we have some Rams and Rives of us, Erevin. Hopefully that's from tomorrow. We'll put all the final pieces of this puzzle together. I come up with some kind of a working theory about when you do and when you don't. And ultimately, we're going to write the Chametz. So again, we're just learning Chametz. If you want to send Mechaz Chilush, it's a test and Tashmish, you got to know this. Otherwise, you just can read the one line. Yeah, nobody wrote. That's great. Let's move on. Now you got to understand the God is the Amkus with Mechaz Chilush. Israel is not saying. That's from tomorrow. We'll try to put the final touch on this. Okay. Sorry for the rescheduling today, but. Especially welcome back. Why?